You guys, I simply cannot believe that it is the second episode of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Herron, your certified fan girl, and I am already sick and congested and sound silly. It is so offensive and upsetting. However, we are pushing through it anyways because I want to get this episode out, okay? So we're powering through. If I sound silly, I don't want to hear it. If you think I sound sexy, though, please let me know. Just kidding. Anyways, so a couple of things to start off with today for this episode. Even though I sound horrible, I am very excited to be here. I'm so excited to be chatting again for another episode. So happy you're here. Welcome. Welcome or welcome back. So excited to have you here. I hate to break it to you. Last week, I kind of went on a wicked tangent, a glicked tangent, if you will, went a little bit glicked crazy, got a little excited, and told you guys that today would be a glicked episode. I am really sorry. It's not going to be a glicked episode, and I have a few reasons why, okay? So please just bear with me. First of all, Nick, my boyfriend, got sick, which obviously got me sick. So he's feeling under the weather, I'm feeling under the weather, and he just was not up for sharing his very enthusiastic thoughts about Wicked today. He wanted to really give it his all. So we're going to save it, but it's all going to work out because get this, you guys. On Friday, is it Friday the 13th? That is so funny. It's going to be Friday the 13th. On Friday the 13th, we're having a bit of a Christmas party with one of my friend groups, and it's with Nick, my boyfriend. He's in the friend group as well. And him and Jennifer, my good friend Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Hi. They are just wicked crazy. They are so wicked crazy. And it's so funny because Jennifer decided, she's like, guys, get a song ready from Wicked. We're holding auditions. So on Friday at our Christmas party, we are auditioning for roles for Wicked. For what? For fun, I guess. And I literally told her, I'm like, if I don't get Elphaba, I'm going home. And that's the tea. So I thought that it would be so fun to talk about Wicked next week. Get Nick to share his thoughts on Wicked next week. We can get into the auditions. We can talk about who got what role. Talk about it a little bit. I just thought it would be so much fun to revisit that next week. So I'm so sorry for lying to you. Next week is going to be a Wicked episode. And second of all, I did not get the chance to see Gladiator 2 this week. I'm very upset about it. I know, Pedrito, I'm coming. I promise, Papi Chulo, I'm coming. I promise. I'm on my way, okay? Bear with me. So those are my excuses for why today is not a Glicked episode. However, I'm going to talk about some One Direction. Obviously, guys, we're going to be talking about One Direction at least one time per episode. So you're going to have to get used to that. I'm so sorry. Okay, so one of my friends who is in another friend group, the Harry friend group, okay? One of my friends, Grace, who is so fun and cute. For the Harry girls out there, me and my sister met Grace at the Toronto Mitch Rowland show. And she was so sweet, so fun. We really hit it off there. So I added her to our Harry group. And so we've all just been chilling since then. Shout out to you, Grace. You're the best. So after Liam died, which I said this last week, I'm going to say it again. Still not over it, FYI. But one of Grace's ideas is that she really wanted to have like a This Is Us screening somewhere. So she reached out to a couple of like cinemas, theaters, and stuff like that. And she organized a private screening of This Is Us, the extended fan edition in Hamilton in one of the small theaters there. So, and it was so sad. If you're hearing this and you're like, excuse me, why didn't I get invited? It's because we weren't allowed to advertise it. I was so upset. I literally wanted to post all of the details on TikTok, but we weren't, for some reason, we just weren't allowed to advertise it. So if that's something you would have been interested in and you're really mad at me now, I'm sorry. I wasn't allowed to advertise, okay? Please. Anyways, so we got together some of my Harry group friends, got together some of Grace's friends. So we had a nice little handful of people, and we had a private screening in a freaking, what are they called? Chair, like recliner chairs. Like we were laying and watching This Is Us and singing and dancing and laughing together and really just kind of reminiscing on One Direction times, especially now that all this Liam stuff happened. It was just a really, really nice way to get together with a group of Directioner girlies to reminisce and watch the movie again. And I had such a blast. It was this morning. The movie started at 10 a.m. And I know what you're thinking. Ew, early. But for traffic wise, we're getting to Hamilton because I'm from like the GTA. Having it in the morning, there's no traffic. So it was wonderful. So listen to One Direction all the way there, obviously. And Grace made us these like One Direction goodie bags with some like hot chocolate and bracelets and stuff. It was so much fun. And I had never seen the extended version before. So there was stuff from, when did this movie come out? Hold on, I need to check. Okay, that's what I thought. It did come out in 2013. Since I haven't seen the extended fan edition before, there was content, like footage from 2013 from the prime time that I had never seen before. So it was so exciting to freaking over 10 years later watch it in like theaters again and be able to see content I've never even seen before. That was such a nice surprise. It was so amazing. So we laughed, we cried, we rejoiced as a group. It was so much fun. It was just such a great little Directioner experience. So if you guys have the opportunity to organize something like this, I highly recommend, even if it's just with a small group of your friends, do it. I literally had so much fun. It was the best. And so we all went out for brunch afterwards. It just was perfect. It literally was the perfect morning. And I got home and here I am recording this episode for you guys. Yeah. And which leads me. So of course, getting a bunch of Directioners together, we shared stories, shared memories, and it made me realize that a story that I was telling last week, I didn't even tell you guys the full story, and it's so funny. So it was the Christmas that we got the One Direction concert tickets, like I was talking about last week. And so that Christmas, we got, like I said, we got like the magazines, the toothbrushes, the blankets, the cardboard cutouts. So my sister got a Louis freaking Tomlinson cardboard cutout and I got a Niall freaking Horan cardboard cutout. And as I mentioned last week, I'm a diehard Niall girl, have been since day one, have been, always will be. Okay, so this is after we finished opening up presents, okay? Mom's making breakfast. Dad is probably helping us put together toys and stuff like that. And I brought my Niall James Horan cardboard cutout to the living room. I put a jacket on him, okay? And I set up a venue in the living room and I held a wedding and married my cardboard cutout of Niall Horan, okay? My sister was the only one invited, so she got to see me walk down the aisle and get married to the Niall cardboard cutout. And it's so funny because my mom, to this day, if that story ever comes up, she will make an effort to tell them that she wasn't invited to the wedding. She was like, yeah, I wasn't even invited, didn't even get to see her marry her cardboard cutout. So that is just such a funny tangent that for some reason I didn't get to last week. And it was so funny because I was talking to my sister, talking to Abby. Hi, Abby. And she was like, yeah, I can't believe you didn't tell that story. So here I am telling you the story. You are ever so welcome. So that's the story of how I married my Niall Horan cardboard cutout. Niall Horan, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. Okay, I hope that we can look past this, you know, for the sake of our relationship, for the sake of our marriage. And just, there was no harm done. You know what I mean? So, love you. Kisses to you. I'll see you soon. Niall, please come home. Niall, please come home. The kids miss you. Anyways, so I was just, I had a very much One Direction morning today, and it was so much fun. Of course, had some sad moments because of Liam and everything, but just a very One Direction morning. It was so much fun. I had a blast. I wore my Niall Horan on a night like tonight green crew neck from the show live on tour. Saw lots of One Direction merch today. But yeah, it was just like a very much girlies coming together today. And it was so much fun. So I really wanted to talk about that. And Grace, shout out to you for organizing that, because you put so much effort into it and it did not go unnoticed. We had so much freaking fun. And then this week I posted a TikTok, which kind of made me want to talk about One Direction music a little bit too. I don't know how happy y'all are going to be with this opinion, but I do believe that 4 is the best One Direction album. Sorry, it is. I'm sorry. And that is such a hard thing to decide to, because obviously I feel like all of the One Direction albums are literally perfection crafted by the Lord himself and sent down to earth. I'm not religious, but I do believe that. But I do think that 4 is the best album. And if you disagree, I'm really sorry. I am just going to have to point some things out onto why 4 is the best One Direction album. So here we go. Where do Broken Hearts go? 18. Fool's Gold. I'm going to say that one more time. Fool's Gold. Yeah. No Control. Fireproof. And these aren't even all the songs, by the way. These are just some of them. Stockholm Syndrome. Let me say that one more time for you. Stockholm Syndrome. Oh my God. Baby, look what you've done. Oh, Change Your Ticket. Let's talk about this for a second. First of all, Change Your Ticket. That was written, if I'm correct, that was written by Matty Healy of the 1975, which, girl, by the way, Matty Healy 1975 is a whole nother conversation. I had quite an extensive 1975 phase. The song Chocolate changed my life, just so that we know that. Was Change Your Ticket, was it written by them? It doesn't say. I'm looking at the writing credits and it doesn't say. Why did I think that? Hold on. Let's do some research. Change. Maybe it was written for the 1975, but then One Direction got it. Change Your Ticket. He didn't. He failed. Oh, okay. So actually, Matty Healy did not help write that song. Got it. I don't know why. Okay. Why did I think that Matty Healy helped write that song? I don't know why. Okay. Whatever. Wow. Okay, wait. So what's the connection between 1975 and Change Your Ticket? Is it genuinely just because Change Your Ticket sounds like a 1975 song? Is that the only connection? Wait, that is so funny. If anybody knows more about this, please let me know. Because I don't know if I just saw it on TikTok, but I really did think there was a connection there. That's so funny. Anyways, I love that song. It is very 1975 coded, if you ask me. Stockholm Syndrome. Need I say more? Niall played that at Night 2 Toronto, where, yes, I was front row for that show. Thank you so much for asking. Oh my God, we should talk about this a little bit, actually. So, a little bit of a tangent. Me and my boyfriend, Nick, were front row. And I think I might make this a whole episode as well, but I want to talk about it a little bit. We were front row for Night 2 Toronto, Niall Horan, the show live on tour. We were front row. We were at the front, right at the end of the catwalk. And I can't think about this too much without wanting to cry. So that's why I'm gonna save the whole story for another episode. But he played Stockholm Syndrome at that show. And experiencing that front row was truly out of body for me. That was crazy. Baby, look what you've done, 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 done. Anyways, so yeah, looking at this track list, yeah, this does emphasize my point that Four is the best One Direction album. Ready to Run, oh my god, where do broken hearts go? And I think Fool's Gold literally speaks for the entire album. That song is insane. Wow. And Fireproof, you guys, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was a little nervous about giving this opinion, but no, I'm really solid on this opinion now that Four is the best One Direction album. Just, it just is. I'm really sorry to say. Now, does that mean that there aren't any good songs on the other albums? Of course not. That does not mean that at all, I promise. Wow. Okay, I'm going to go through each album and I'm going to tell you my favorites. That's what we're going to do. And then on another episode, like I mentioned last week, I would love to rank them all, like try to rank them all. I'm going to go through this with you guys. Starting with Up All Night, deluxe version. Deluxe version. And I'll tell you why. More Than This. I love that song. Taken. I Want. Stole My Heart. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. I wouldn't say that Stole My Heart is underrated because I have seen a lot of love for that song recently. Under the lights tonight, you turned around and you stole my heart. Everything. Everything. And okay, hold on. So, Stole My Heart, Stand Up, and Moments. Okay, so let's go through that again. My favorites from Up All Night Deluxe version. More Than This, Taken, I Want. Oh, but Same Mistakes is good too. Okay, guys, I can't just make my favorite songs the whole album. That's just not possible. Okay, should I break it down? Should I try to break it down into a top three for each album? Should I? Oh my god, I can't. Let's try. Okay, top three for Up All Night. Let's try. Okay, so I would say Moments, obviously. Okay, Stole My Heart is 100% in my top three. And I thought, okay, was it Na 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 on it too, or am I crazy? Stop it, wait, no. The Up All Night, like the normal version on Apple Music has like, I Should Have Kissed You, Na Na Na, Another World. Guys, this is not possible. To narrow it down to top three, it's not possible. Oh my god. I lift you up, you know I'll take you to another world. Stop. No, I'm going to try to narrow it down. Okay, I Should Have Kissed You, Another World, and Stole My Heart. Done. That's my top three for Up All Night. I don't know why the extended, like the deluxe versions, like why does the normal one have more? I don't know. Maybe it's an Apple Music thing. Okay, so my top three for Up All Night, Stole My Heart, Another World, and I Should Have Kissed You. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, top three for Take Me Home. Let's see here. But I have two versions on here. Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god. These albums are so good. These are insane. Okay, my top three for Take Me Home. Let's talk about it. Nobody Compares, 100%. Wait, but I think Truly Madly Deeply is on one of the versions. And Irresistible, I'm gonna cry. And Magic, I'm gonna cry. No. Oh my god, Last First Kiss. Okay, top three, I'm gonna do it. Top three for Take Me Home. Last First Kiss, I'm gonna do... Oh my god. I'm gonna do Last First Kiss. And this is in no particular order, by the way. I'm gonna do Last First Kiss. I'm gonna do Nobody Compares. And I'm gonna do a tie between Truly Madly Deeply and Irresistible. I'm sorry, I don't care if it's against the rules. I simply don't care. So yeah, that's gonna be the top three slash four for Take Me Home. Moving on, Midnight Memories. Okay, top three for Midnight Memories. Ooh, okay, strong. Oh my god. Oh my God, Strong is one of my favorite One Direction songs ever. Okay, so my top three in no particular order for Midnight Memories. Strong, I'm going to say Happily, and I'm going to say, okay, and I'm going to go for a How Far Without You. Okay, they're actually in a row. They're actually all three in a row. It's Don't Forget Where You Belong, Strong, and Happily. Those are my top three for, in no particular order, for Midnight Memories. Four, this is going to be incredibly difficult to narrow it down to three. Because like I said, this, in my opinion, is the best one. Oh my God. So Fool's Gold is 100% in the top three. 100%. Fool's Gold, I'm going to say, oh my God. Okay, I'm going to say Fool's Gold, Fireproof, and 18. That's going to be my top three for four. That's going to be it in no particular order. Okay, next. Made in the AM. Was there a deluxe version of this or no? There is. Could be my Apple Music. It's kind of silly. Okay, my top three for Made in the AM. Let's take a look. Oh my gosh. Love You Goodbye. Oh my God. Oh my God. Love You Goodbye is also one of my very favorites. Okay, here we go. Top three for Made in the AM. Love You Goodbye. If I Could Fly. And, oh, and History. I was about to say I want to write you a song, but no, it's History. So my top three, Love You Goodbye, If I Could Fly, and History. Yeah, those are the top three for that. Wow. Now the thing is, it's actually not possible for me to narrow it down to top three in general, like out of all of them. I could probably comfortably give you a top five, but I just can't get into it right now. I'm sorry. We're going to save that. Okay. We'll save the top five for when we rank all of the songs. That's what we'll do. But there you go. A little bit of some of my faves. And the singing reminded me of a little bit of a Wicked tangent. This trend going around on TikTok. We deserve each other, me and Bach. That trend is killing me. It's so funny, though. We deserve each other, and Galinda helped it come true. We deserve each other, me and Bach. Alpha, but please try to understand. I do. Yeah, it's killing me. It's all over my For You page. So it's going to be so interesting to see what on earth happens at these Wicked auditions at my Christmas party. That is going to be crazy. And if you guys know me, I'm big in musical theater right now. And I have been, obviously. And one thing about me is I love to belt it out. I love to belt out a good show tune. And I eat up an alphabet all the time. Am I 100% good at it? No. Should I be like getting lessons to figure out how to not just like scream and ruin my vocal cords? Yes. Am I going to do that? No. So that's why I said, I'm like, if I don't get alphabet at my audition, I'm going home. Because girl, I can belt out A Wizard and I. I can do it. Is it going to be good? No. But I'm going to do it anyway, and it's going to be fun. And then I just know there's going to be all kinds of Bach stuff, all kinds of Nessa stuff at this audition. It's going to be so funny. I am so looking forward to it because I think it's going to make for such a funny episode next week. I can't wait to get into it. It's going to be hilarious. Oh my God. Maybe I should record some of it and include it. That'd be so funny. We deserve each other, me and Bach. Oh my God, speaking of musical theater, speaking of Broadway, as I've mentioned, I live in the Toronto area, okay? And when Six the Musical was performing in Toronto, I signed up for that, what's it called? The Mervish Lottery. And so basically, I think, I don't know if it's only for that one theater. I don't know. Anyways, so basically you can sign up for Mervish Lottery, and sometimes they'll have a show where you can enter daily to try and win like $20 tickets or something to whatever show they're doing it for. So they were doing it for six, and I signed up, and it basically, when you win, you get really good seats. I won the Mervish Lottery for one of the shows, and we went to Six the Musical, me and Nick, and they were literally front row tickets, and it was one of the best shows I have ever seen in my entire life. It was insanely so good. And that front row experience, it's so upsetting though, because I haven't seen a lot of like Broadway level productions. So obviously when shows come to Toronto, like when they're touring and stuff, like that's Broadway level productions, right? So that was my first, one of my like very first actual shows like that, and I'm so upset that my one of my first ones had to be front row, because now all I want is front row. So it set my expectations a little too high, but it was literally one of the best shows I've ever seen, like Broadway, like theater shows I've ever seen ever. They were so fantastic. And I don't know if you guys know, during the song Get Down, Anna of Cleves will pick somebody in the front row or like the first couple of rows to like get up and dance with them, and I was the one they picked, and it was so much fun. Yeah, that was such the best show ever. I had such a blast. It was so amazing. And now, what's her name, Julia Pulo, I think her name is, she was Boleyn, and now she's doing a Wizard of Oz show in Toronto right now too, which is just so fun. And so all of this Wicked stuff, and like all of like my boyfriend and like friends getting into Wicked and subsequently getting them into Broadway is making me so excited, because now I can introduce them to all these other shows that I love so much. So I'm gonna get them into Six. And in Toronto, Beetlejuice is coming, and oh my god, if I went through my Apple Music Wrapped from 2019, it is disgusting. It is all Beetlejuice the Musical. I was severely obsessed with that show, and I'm so excited that it's coming to Toronto. I'm gonna eat it up. I'm so excited. It's a really good show. I've never even seen it, but girl, I have listened to that freaking album once or twice. Just kidding. More like 90 million times. Anyways, so loving just all shows that I'm loving right now. Freaking Wicked, Six the Musical, Beetlejuice. I'm just loving that kind of, like, my worlds are colliding. Like, people that I never thought would be into, like, Broadway and stuff are getting into it. And it's making me so excited that I can share it now. And I so badly want to do, like, a karaoke night, but Broadway edition. Because sometimes you just get the urge to belt it out, you know what I mean? And that's difficult to do in an apartment. It is. Because I don't want to bother the freaking neighbors with my defying gravity. Like, come on now. And it's so funny though, because I've only been in like two musical theater shows in my life, and they were both in high school. I did Grease. I was in the ensemble in Grease, and I was the dance captain and an ensemble for Mamma Mia. That was really fun. But yeah, I've only been in two, and yet I'm telling people that I need to be on Broadway. Do I have the experience? No. But I just think I'd be really good on Broadway. I really do. I have the charisma for it. So yeah, we have our One Direction. We had our One Direction reminiscing today. Reminiscing on when the movie first came out in 2013. Everything that I obsessed over back then. Everything I fangirled over. We deserve each other, me and Bach. Sorry guys, that's my last time, I swear. Oh, you know what else I'm fangirling over right now? Jonathan Bailey. Oh my god, I know he's gay, I know. And I've been seeing people on TikTok say that, like, Jonathan Bailey is a male siren. Like, you know, those, like, mermaid-type mythological creatures that, like, lure you in. They're saying that Jonathan Bailey is the male Siren, and I completely agree, because the first time I ever watched it, like, Nick can vouch for me, my jaw was like literally on the floor watching him dance around during Dancing Through Life. And like, just like the chemistry that he had with literally every single person that he interacted with during that part of the movie, I'm like, oh my god, Fiero, that's crazy. So kind of fangirling over him right now. He was just, you guys, you either get it or you don't. That's honestly the moral of the story here. You either get it or you don't. So yeah, so fangirling over reminiscing today, fangirling over One Direction as always, fangirling over Wicked and Broadway, fangirling over Jonathan Bailey, fangirling over Pedro Pascal as per usual. Still need to see Gladiator 2. I'm getting on it, guys, I promise. So next week is going to be so much fun. I am so excited. I want to get you guys excited for it too. We're going to have our Wicked auditions at our Christmas party. I'm going to get Nick to talk about Wicked once he's feeling a bit better. I want you guys to hear all of his freaking thoughts and feelings over it, because he's very passionate about it. It is crazy. And I will let him get into all of the merchandise that he's collected so far. And what I'm really excited about, which I think is going to be so much fun, there was a small era in my life that kind of connects to Wicked in a way, but back in, maybe it was 2013. I swear everything good happened in 2013. Like, I swear. 2012. Okay. So there was a small era of my life from 2012 that actually does connect with Wicked, which is what I will get into for the 2013 era fangirling next week, that for that section of the show. It's going to be so much fun. We'll get into Wicked. We'll just get into all of it. You know what I mean? And I'm going to really try my best this time to actually see Gladiator 2 this week. If it does not go as planned, I'm very sorry. But y'all can deal with it. So I hope you guys are so excited for next week's episode. I'm very sorry for the change of plans for this week. It was kind of just getting my energy back from being sick. So kind of just, not necessarily a filler episode, but just kind of conserving my energy as best as I can while sick. So I appreciate y'all's patience. Appreciate y'all bearing with me for the change of plans. But we're gonna have a really fun week next week. Hope you had fun reminiscing over This Is Us today. That was a crazy time. I remember being in the theater, seeing it for the first time, like the day that it was released, and when, because y'all know, it starts off with like a black screen, and then all of a sudden it's like Zayn or Niall or something talking, and the entire theater, the day that we saw when it came out, screams, like everybody screamed, we're like, wow, yeah, it was crazy. Anyways, so thank you so much for reminiscing over This Is Us with me today. Thank you so much for helping me narrow down my top three songs from each One Direction album. We will do an episode in the near future ranking all of them. I think that would be so much fun. Stay safe, y'all. Stay safe. I'll see y'all next week, okay? I love you. Bye-bye. Goodbye.